Hello and welcome to episode 5 of a race from continental America's northernmost to southernmost town. Last episode, Michelle and I lost our sizable lead when Adam and Ben scooped the ticket straight to Denver that we had been planning around. That means that right now we're executing on our backup plan. We flew instead to Salt Lake City and set off on a 5-hour drive to the small town of Montrose, Colorado. From there, we'd be able to use our high-altitude flight to make it all the way to Dallas, then connect to New Orleans with the neighboring state flight we stole from Ben and Adam. There's a catch. This 5-hour stretch of highway goes through one of the sparsest regions of America, so if a steal comes up on the flop, we almost certainly couldn't compete for it, and Ben and Adam would be able to steal our flight, leaving us stranded in Montrose. We're really hoping they won't know to do that, since they seem to think that we're already in Denver, but it's really all going to come down to how Dayforce deck gets dealt.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm hungover.
It is nearly 6 a.m. Here's the thing, Michelle. We don't want them to think we're where we are.
Right. Like, they need to think that we are in the city of Denver.
Yes.
Should I play car sounds from my phone?
That's too complicated. I think...
YouTube video, 10 hours, car sounds, Denver.
And just like that, it's 6 a.m.
Welcome to the baggage claim of Denver Airport, a place where we have been stressed out before and are stressed out again.
Let's call them.
At 6.
We're running to this dairy queen, so they think we're in Denver and not in the middle of freaking nowhere, Utah.
This wall. Almost nondescript wall.
Hello.
Good morning. Let's flop tonight.
How you feeling, Michelle? A little hungover? A little unable to run around and do challenges, maybe?
Ben, we're all professional athletes here. I can bounce back anytime.
This sucks.
Okay.
Where are they, Ben?
I simply don't know. Our first card on the flop is number 6.
A nonstop to Milwaukee. Do a milk walkie. Walk 100 feet while balancing a cup of milk on your head. Number 7, a 1,000-mile flight west. If you ride a horse, this flight must land further west than it started. Number 10 is a 400-mile car if you get a team mascot. Number 14 is an 800-mile train if you eat a cracker in a Cracker Barrel.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, bye.
See you in Florida.
Good luck.
Bye.
Okay, so this is really good news, because now we just go.
Yeah, I think so.
To Montrose, right?
The only reason we do any is we want to prevent them from doing any. But I don't think, Milwaukee is that good.
No, Milwaukee sucks.
I think that we simply must do a milk walkie.
Yeah, I think that we're going to want to do a milk walkie freaking ASAP.
All right, Ben. We need to get milk.
Wait. Up this way.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's really smart. Coffee place will definitely have cups and milk. Hi, can we just get 2 cups of milk?
Milk?
Yeah, just milk.
You want hot or cold?
Cold.
Cold's fine.
How do you feel about your ability to balance milk on your head?
I would say I feel better about it than I feel about your ability to balance milk on your head.
I do not have a great sense of balance.
Cut to some footage proving that.
I did it!
You okay? Whoa, you okay?
Yeah.
There's plenty of footage to prove that.
To be honest, I think the risk of them getting a steal is high.
Extremely high.
So we just need to...
Horrifically high.
But we knew this. We knew this going into this. We knew this was a risky route. But as soon as we get to Montrose Airport, which is at 9:31, we drop the rental car, and then we are able to book the flight.
Okay, we're literally not peeing for the next 3.5 hours. Are you ready for that, Sam?
No.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Let's go. We need to measure out 100 feet. Okay, here, I have to get to the United sign.
Okay,
this is going to be harder than I hoped.
Okay.
Hey, get real slow. Oh. Okay. All right.
Try again.
We should have a couple of hours there before the flight where we could do challenges if we wanted to.
Correct.
Which would probably be worth doing. But I think once we get there, to be honest, I don't know if we could reasonably do either steal. So our potential of getting something nabbed from us today.
Very high.
High. I think we just have to hope that they don't use the steel correctly.
This is a classic Milwaukee textbook. I'm getting it in front of you here. Excuse us, just doing a Milwaukee. Okay, that's it. That's 100 feet. All right. We're calling them.
That's huge. I mean, that's big.
That's big. That's a nice long flight.
Yeah, obviously it goes north, which is not ideal, but it's
far.
It's definitely worth it.
Okay, no response. Let's send them a video.
Oh my God. Yep. As planned, they just did the Milwaukee, clearing a spot.
Well, yeah, I wonder if they'll go to Milwaukee then. I guess the question is, were they doing that to prevent us from getting it, or were they doing it because they wanted it, or were they just doing it because it was easy?
I think they were doing it because it was crazy.
Well, the thing about Milwaukee is once you're in Milwaukee, it's kind of up there and all that, but it'd be pretty easy to get from Milwaukee to kind of the East Coast. And from the East Coast...
They can do the 1,000-mile flight west.
They could do that, or they could potentially, if they were fast, get on a sleeper train to Florida.
Okay, let's go to Milwaukee, baby. How soon can we get there? There should be pretty regular flights, one would think, one would hope. Soonest flight, not till 11 a.m. Really? Is that real? How is that real? Not till 11 a.m.
Until 11 a.m. That's not great.
Okay, not good news. The next flight to Milwaukee is at 11 a.m. at the earliest on Southwest, which means that they are almost certainly doing challenges.
Flop hasn't updated yet.
I'm checking.
Let's update the flop.
Yep. Okay.
450-mile flight. Get knighted at an American castle. Using a sword, which may be makeshift, both teammates must knight each other outside of an American castle.
Yes. Okay. 450-mile flight. Get knighted at an American castle.
Can we do that?
No.
Oh,
but neither can they.
Yes, because it's not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
We can do this here, and that'd be good. Really good to get.
Castle Marne, 39 minutes away.
We do just have to figure out how to get a sword.
I mean, but it's allowed to be makeshift, so we can just make it out of like anything.
There's like a park right outside of there. I'm sure we could like get sticks. Let's go to Castle Marne.
I'll do it now.
Hi.
Good morning.
I think the possibilities are either they're doing the small aircraft thing, then probably not going to Milwaukee, or they're going to wait in Denver and do challenges, then fly to Milwaukee and go onward. I don't think we can make any confident conclusions, but there's little we can do to adapt to what they're doing at this point.
Right. Like, our plan doesn't change.
Yeah.
It's just my anxiety changes,
right.
And I would think it would go down, but it's continually increasing, so...
All we got to do now is drive.
Okie dokie.
Ben, welcome to... something, you know, film in front of the castle.
Castle Marne.
Ta-da. We do need a makeshift sword.
I mean, there are many sticks about.
Yeah, but we would need like a legit one.
We would need a legit one. Wait, look. There's a good big stick in here.
Ooh, that's true.
Can't really get at it.
No, I can get to it. Yeah, I don't know what the rest of my plan was. Those are the castle's ducks.
I'm going to film and see if there are ducks.
Then I did it. Then I need help. I need help.
Okay.
Okay, let's shape this into an incredible sword. Yeah, it's a scimitar.
Okay. I think certainly by recess rules, this is as legit as a sword can get.
All right. Are you ready, Benjamin? Let's set it up.
1 hour down, 2.5 to go.
You know, as in the wise words of someone, go east, young man. I think what this season really is all about is like, shout out to Manifest Destiny, right? Shout out to colonialism, because it's such it's such a big country. You know, think about how far we were away and how far we still have to go. And if not for all our Manifest Destiners, we couldn't make such a fun, silly, wacky YouTube travel competition game show thing.
For the record,
I hereby dub thee Sir Ben, he of the sleepy, head. You are now a knight of,
Denver, Colorado.
Yeah!
Adam, I dub thee Sir Milkwalkie, the fastest of walking with milk on thine head. You are now a knight two of Denver, Colorado. We've done it. Let's go ahead and call our dear friends.
If they ask where I am, what do I say?
They don't have the right to know. Okay. Just say, like, wouldn't you like to know? So keep it just close to your face.
Hello?
You're in a car to Colorado Springs.
Are you in a car to Colorado Springs, Colorado?
I'm not going to reveal any information.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you where we are. We're at a beautiful castle in Denver, Colorado.
Check it out.
And, oh, my God.
And I don't want to intimidate you, but we are both knights now.
Yeah. That's pretty intimidating.
Honestly, I'm so happy for you guys. That's really cool.
Well, have fun in Austin.
Bye, girlies.
No, is it Austin?
Probably Houston.
Houston.
Or Dallas, maybe.
Or Dallas.
Bye.
We'll find out soon.
That's interesting.
Oh, my God. They went to the fucking castle?
Well, that's kind of what we thought they would do. So that makes me think more likely that they're using the Milwaukee card.
So time to flop it up.
Flop it up, baby, when you head stop, never stop.
600-mile train. Get a car to honk. Write anything on a sign that inspires a passing car to honk their horn.
Great.
Okay.
They're going to do that quickly, though.
Are they? Do they even want the train?
They might try to ride a horse next.
Ooh, you know what actually might be the move? If we get the 1,000-mile flight west, like, because what if we flew... Okay, this actually might be the move, Ben.
Okay.
We actually have what I think is, like, a very good plan.
And it's a cool plan.
And it's cool. We're going to fly to Milwaukee at 11. We're going to go ahead and use that ticket. Actually, book that in just a second. And then we'll drive to Chicago. That'll take about 2 hours. On the way, we'll eat a cracker in a Cracker Barrel, get a train. And then we will take a train overnight from Chicago to Pittsburgh. If we can get the 1,000-mile flight west, we could fly straight from Pittsburgh in the morning to either Orlando or Tampa. I think this is a very good plan.
And the good news is we have a car called to take us to a horse place.
Let me tell you, this place is not open.
Nope.
They open at 8. We're just going to show up and hope that they let us ride a horse.
Look, we just got to be real chill. We'll be like, look, you're cowboys, we're cowboys. How's about like a little 5-minute ride on the horse?
We can be like, look, we are knights. We know what we're doing.
We know what we're doing. And it's just like, look, we'll give you the amount of money for a full lesson. It's Sam's money. We don't care.
Yeah. We'll pay you truly, like, I would pay you hundreds of dollars.
I would pay you any amount of Sam's money, frankly. Okay, let's go meet a horse.
I really hope that they let us ride a horse.
Welcome to Colorado.
We're in Colorado, which is just one step closer to our desired destination of Montrose, Colorado.
And we're gaining altitude. That's what we need. We're at about 4,800 feet. We need another 700 feet of elevation to be able to fly out.
I'm so stressed. An hour and a half until we arrive at the rental place, which effectively is an hour and a half until we can book the flight. So we're just praying that Ben and Adam don't get a steal between now and then and try to steal one of our cards.
And we made it more than halfway through the time, through the risky time that we had to deal with.
But when they open at 8, we can call them. It just stopped ringing. Yeah, that's what happened to me.
This is the place.
I see horses.
Do you see people, though?
No. We need both horses and people to make this work.
Thank you so much. Okay. Is there anybody at this little booth?
No. It says, howdy, we are on a trail ride. Be back soon.
Okay, well, that's not good.
It's not ideal.
Let's see if we can find somebody.
Hi, excuse me, are you guys open?
We don't. I don't think we have any availability as of right now. You can try booking on our website.
Okay. We're doing this, like, scavenger hunt across the country. Oh. One of the things we have to do is ride a horse.
If we could just be on a horse for a period of 5 minutes, that would be so incredible.
Okay, let me call my manager, but I'll get back.
Perfect.
We will... thank you.
Thanks. Okay, this seems like a maybe.
Seems like a maybe. Seems like a definite maybe.
Welcome to Grand Junction, Colorado. I am usually here like every 2 or 3 weeks because it's the nearest city to where I live. About to pass the Chipotle, which is my normal stop. It's the only Chipotle for hundreds of miles. It's very exciting. There's a Chick-fil-A, but I will not acknowledge whether or not I go to that on camera because that would be controversial.
Said the person discussing the positives of colonialism a mere hour
Look,
ago.
You know...
I'm gonna end the clip here before you say something you regret, Sam. Bye.
Colonialism is...
I'm shaking. Please, 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 please let us ride a horse. Please, somebody let us ride a horse. Yes,
hi.
The thing we're doing is very stupid, and I'm sorry about that. We're doing a race across America with our friends. We have to stop in different places and do challenges, and we have to ride a horse. So if it would at all be possible for one of us to ride a horse for 5 minutes, we're happy to pay whatever the amount is we would need to.
So one thing I just realized that is very good is that the second that we book our Montrose flight, barring any flight delays, we are for sure getting to New Orleans tonight because they can't steal the neighboring state card back.
That's because we stole it first! Yeah. Awesome!
You can't re-steal flights that you stole it, so...
We have to get on this plane.
This is crazy because Ben and Adam probably have no idea the stakes of them getting a steal in the next 75 minutes because they clearly don't think we're doing anything like what we're doing now.
No, they don't.
This is good for us because we need to make it through the next 1 hour and 10 minutes without them stealing our high altitude card.
Ah!
Yeah, we can.
Awesome. Amazing.
We can do Bubba.
Let's go, baby.
Just give him a little squeeze with your legs. Don't pull back.
Oh, okay.
Don't give him kicks. Just
squeeze. Oh, sorry. Okay. Stop. Bubba, my absolute guy.
Nice and relaxed. You two are very good boys.
I can tell.
They're just like us, Ben. They're two good boys.
Two good boys on two good boys. Oh, we're going.
Just a little bit. Got excited.
Well, we won. Look at this. Woo! And then just right back up there.
Yeah.
All right. I think that we can call this a challenge complete.
Can I call our competitors to show them?
As long as you have one hand on the reins,
incredible.
Amazing.
Turn the car.
What's your password? No, it doesn't matter. They won't hear. Oh, there. Join. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, they're on a horse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well done.
Oh.
Well done.
That's amazing. So just step off. That.
Thank you so much.
Wow. I can't help but smile. I love it.
We're Congrats, in beautiful guys. Denver, Colorado, and we've ridden a horse. Congratulations to us.
Bye, 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 bye.
Congrats. We got to go.
Let's move. Let's fucking move. Sam, this could be disaster. This genuinely, I can't even fucking speak. Oh, my God.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you so,
we appreciate
so
it.
Much.
We'll give your
really
sable a shout out.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's go.
All right. We've
Let's
locked
absolutely
it in.
Go.
That was fun.
That was awesome. That's one of the best things we've ever done. Well, you want to know the other thing? It's 9 a.m.
The thing is, if you wake up at 5 and then you just start sprinting to do things as fast as possible, you can do a lot of stuff.
You'd be amazed what you can do.
So we're 30 minutes away from the airport?
It is.
And if they pull a card and somehow get it off in the next 30 minutes.
Hopefully it'd be really tight if it was the right card. Do you have your phone pulled up for the flop?
Oh, wait, we need to replace the flop.
Flop it up.
Flop it up.
Flop it when you're flopping when your head stops. Flop it.
This is make or break. This is make or break.
800 Mile Train. Join the American Literary Canon. Go to any location described in any published American novel and do or say what the character in the novel does or says there. You must be able to reference the exact passage.
Still nothing?
Yes!
We're good.
An 800 mile train. Now there's an easy one.
Join the American Literary Canon.
Okay, great. And we need a train.
We do need a train. So, I love that the flop is full of trains right now because I don't think they're going to be using a train and we actually might use a couple.
And there's three trains in the flop right now. So that's really great.
That is so good. That is so good. I think that I
think they're not going to fuck with it anymore.
Like, I think that just secured us our route to New Orleans.
So now we are going to fly to Milwaukee. From there, go to Chicago and hop on our train overnight to Pittsburgh.
Then in the morning, we will use our 1,000-mile flight that goes west to fly directly from Pittsburgh all the way to probably Orlando or Tampa. There are direct flights to both those places.
And then we'll be within striking distance.
You know, inches from Key West.
And hopefully they don't fuck with us at all and we can just actually do all of that.
I'd like to see them beat that.
Look, welcome to Montrose.
Welcome indeed.
I kind of can't believe we got all the way here. Enterprise, we have made it to the promised land.
Oh my God, we're here. Stop the car.
All right.
Clicking pay now.
Oh. Here, Michelle.
What?
We got it.
We got it! We're going to Dallas! Sam!
No one has ever been this excited about going to Dallas.
Oh my God.
All right, let's head to the airport.
All right.
It's, what's?
Lucifer. It's Blucifer.
Whoa, did you see him?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think we've explained Blucifer on this show
before. We've explained Blucifer before on this show. It seems like it would be like a joke, but it's real. It's a real statue. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
And it killed the person who created
that
it.
That horse killed someone. Not our horses. Our horses were good
horses.
Boys.
Bubba was incredible.
Yeah, as was Copper.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's a very petite airport, but definitely not the smallest airport we've been to so far this week.
Oh, yeah. Utqiagvik was one room.
That one was not quite as fancy as this.
Can't believe we were at the top of Alaska like 3 days ago.
Okay, well, we're about to board our flight to Milwaukee, but still no word from Sam and Michelle. We haven't heard from them all day.
I mean, we've called them to tell them we've completed challenges, but so far they have not earned a single ticket.
What do you think they're up to?
My guess is that they are in Colorado Springs and they're
about to or have just gotten on a flight to like Houston or Dallas.
That would be a pretty good move.
Be quite good.
And to them, I say good luck. Because our plan is ironclad.
Ironclad plan.
Unless steel comes up, in which case bad things might happen.
Unless a steel comes up, in which case it could be bad.
All right, we've been sitting here for like 2 hours now, literally researching nonstop in the lovely Montrose Airport. basically trying to figure out our end game.
Yeah.
We've narrowed it down to a few options, and they're all really nerve-wracking, to be honest.
But we're about to board a flight to Dallas, and we have no idea where we're going out to Dallas.
Yep.
But we have to get on another flight today.
Yes, definitely. For sure.
This is what happens when you're the last ones to book on Southwest.
Yeah. They put you real...
They hate you. They want you dead.
And it's truly a battle royale in there.
Yeah.
I like it. I was a truck driver.
Right. Little delay, but we're getting on.
I know, we're getting on. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Hello, welcome to beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
We're in Milwaukee.
Is that the Milwaukee's jingle?
That's my new jingle. Okay, this way.
So there's a train from Milwaukee to Chicago that leaves in about 40 minutes. So we're going to need to earn a train ticket. There's three available.
I think we can get a car to honk if we go to baggage claim.
Yeah, probably. What do you think would get people in Milwaukee to honk? It's Wisconsin. They like the Packers.
They like Packers. They like cheese. Honk
sure.
If you love cheese.
That feels offensive. We could say honk if you hate Chicago.
They do have beef with Chicago.
That is illegible. Honk
if you. My sign is complete.
I didn't really leave enough room to finish mine.
That guy does not love Milwaukee.
That guy did not do it. Maybe this person will.
No? She hates Milwaukee.
She was not interested.
Adam, I think the shuttle is parked over there. You gotta go. Hi, what time are you?
Can this go to the Amtrak station?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. I didn't do a very good job. You can't really read Chicago.
No, I think that reads. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Here, come on. There's no cars right now, which isn't great. Oh, there's a car.
Is it coming this way?
It's coming this way.
Okay, we gotta be really eager about it. Okay. No, she was not having it.
She was not interested in our bullshit. This is not good. The train leaves in 15 minutes. Shit. We've seen one car. I think there's somebody coming your way, Ben. Oh, they're turning into the... Oh, maybe we could get them like this. Wait, there's a truck.
No.
Okay, another one coming. Honk if you love Milwaukee.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'm going to be really excited. Here we go. We got two cars coming.
Yeah! Woo! Okay, let's go.
All right. We got to call them. We got to book the train. You call them. I'm going to book.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we're discarding our 600-mile small aircraft.
Okay. They're not picking up. I'll send a video. Okay. Hello, Sam and Michelle. We are in the beautiful, albeit very wet, city of Milwaukee. And we have just gotten a car to honk using a sign. That is the update. The flop will be updated shortly.
I'm not bad.
Yeah.
Let's see if the flop updates.
We have our ticket.
We're booked.
Train leaves in 10 minutes.
Easy as pie.
Here's a plane. Hello.
Now we are off to Chicago.
That lady's going to be on our train.
Oh,
all these people hate us.
Undoubtedly. It's fine. Okay. New card on the flop.
700-mile flight. Eat an alliterative sandwich. Create and eat the entirety of a sandwich with five fillings, all of which must start with the same letter.
That's an interesting one. It's a 700-mile flight between any two cities that start with the same letter.
Perfect. They're up here. I can see at the back what they're up to.
I have found in simulations that it is pretty dang hard to use.
My guess is that it's not really going to fit into either team's plan at this point, but yeah, we'll see.
To Chicago.
Ben, we're finally on a train.
We're going to Chicago.
Okay, so just like one other thing to point out, they haven't done a single challenge all day.
It's one of those things that like seems good at first and then it starts to get scary.
Yeah. Like, what are they doing?
We've arrived in Dallas. We have a plan. Just
we do.
Trust us.
And again, it's extremely risky.
Just trust us.
Okay, here's the plan. Our plane got in too late for us to make our flight to New Orleans tonight, but it's fine because we're going to do something even better. Remember how before we really didn't want the steals to pop up? Well, now that we're safely in Dallas and now that Ben and Adam have a concerningly powerful hand, well, now we really want the steals to pop up. There are two steals in today's deck, and we've identified places in Dallas where we can do both. One involves going to a muffler man, which Dallas has two of, and one requires you to stand in a spot Elvis has stood. And in 1955, Elvis played at the Dallas Sportatorium, which was later torn down and is now an open field that we can easily access. We're going to head to a Walmart that's equidistant from both a Sportatorium and a muffler man to grind challenges and see if we can force one of these steals up. We just need to make sure none pop up before we're in position.
It's crops.
Yes.
Finally.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Welcome to Chicago. Now we are making a beeline for Grant Park because we were able to find a passage from The Time Traveler's Wife that took place in Grant Park. All we have to do is go there, read the passage, act it out, and we will have our train to Pittsburgh.
The reason that we're running is that there's only two rooms left on the train, and I really don't want them to fill up. And also because on the off chance that Sam and Michelle decide to do this, it would completely ruin our whole plan. How do we get out of here? Well, yeah, I will say it is very windy right now. So that's fun.
sausage.
And to Grand Park. Thank you. All right, what do I do, Ben?
Welcome to Grant Park. Okay, here's what's going to happen. I am going to read this passage from The Time Traveler's Wife in my best audiobook voice, and you just act it out. You're the time traveler, okay?
Okay. Okay, okay.
Are you ready? It's cold. It's very, very cold, and I am here lying on the ground in snow.
Okay, wait.
Where am I? I try to sit up. My feet are numb. I can't feel my feet.
Ooh.
I'm in a very open space with no buildings or trees. How long have I been here? It's night. I hear traffic. I get to my hands and knees. I look up. I'm in Grant Park. And here we are in Grant Park! Woo! And that's earned us a nice, juicy train.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and call Sam and Michelle.
Call, and then we need to book ASAP.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
I think they're in an Uber.
We are in beautiful Grant Park in Chicago, Illinois, and we have just joined the Literary American Canon.
Cool. Congratulations.
Good luck doing whatever it is that you're doing.
The flop will update in just a moment.
Okay.
Look forward to it.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Unless a seal comes up, we're golden.
All right.
Famous last words.
Yep.
300-mile car. Send an anonymous threat. Using a device that is not yours from an anonymous email address, email the other team a threat.
Please. Oh, good.
A pedestrian 300-mile car. Just
we're safe
nothing.
For now.
Where are they?
Where are they and what the hell are
what
they
doing? What have they been doing? Why haven't they done a single challenge?
I feel like
it's freaking me out.
Look, you know what? It doesn't matter because we are about to book our train to Pittsburgh.
Okay. So the funny thing is we actually can't go to Pittsburgh because it would get in too early for us to get off of the train. So what we actually have to do is book to, like, Connellsville. Then, unfortunately, we are going to have to, like, drive back to Pittsburgh, and that will take an hour.
But look, I know that the audience is absolutely aching for a shot of Connellsville.
Two rooms left, baby.
Woo!
Let's absolutely go! Brap, 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 brap. Ben, I have booked our train.
Well, let's mosey on back.
I
Chicago Union
am hungry,
Station.
And that train doesn't leave for an hour and 40 minutes, and I think we should get dinner in Chicago.
Let's get some dinner on the way.
All right, so our two locations, if we have to blaze it, are Sportatorium and Ray's Muffler.
Yep.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. Excuse me, where are the stuffed animals? Stuffed animals?
Oh, I can't see any chocolate.
Okay, thank you.
Here at Lou Malnati's, we may have just won the game.
A miracle has happened. We discovered a new route, which is 10:30 a.m., Pittsburgh to Charlotte.
Using our 450-mile unrestricted flight.
Then 1:20 p.m., Charlotte to Key West.
Key West is 736 miles, and it is west of Charlotte.
That's a pretty good time.
That gets us into Key West at like 3:30.
3:36.
That's crazy. Feels like a winning route.
That's going to be hard to beat. Unless they can steal our carts.
Does this work?
I'm taking the smallest one, so we just can't go with this.
Oh. Okay, we have our mascot. Let's check out. Getting ready to FaceTime them. What's our mascot's name?
Why do you always stand in front of walls? You have to tell us where you are.
So we are in Dallas, Texas, and this is our new mascot. His name is Ben 3.
And, wow. And that is an iconic looking mascot right there.
Flop date.
Okay. Uh-oh.
What?
Oh.
Steal. Steal Elvis's spot. Stand anywhere that Elvis stood. You must be able to prove that Elvis stood there.
That's great. That's great.
Go, call the Uber now. Call the Uber now.
Okay. Are we anywhere near somewhere that Elvis was?
Let's look.
Do
okay,
it.
So it's Dallas Sportatorium, right?
Dallas Sportatorium.
How do you spell that?
S-P-O-R-T.
It's just him, like...
On stages.
On stages. It's all stages. Like, can we get on the stage at Chicago Stadium?
No.
Okay, we also need to leave.
I need a fast driver, and I need to clear road. Why don't I have service here? I can't load anything. Let me try restarting my phone.
It's fine, I got Uber and Lyft going.
Okay, great.
Come on.
Has he ever been to Chicago Union Station? Wait, is that Elvis? Is that Elvis? Is that Elvis in Union Station? No, that's him in Penn Station. Shit.
Why does everything take so long today? So much waiting. Hey, what's it looking like now?
It's still coming. 3 minutes.
Okay, the car is just about to arrive.
I'm watching a video from 1957 of crowds waiting for Elvis in Chicago, but it's not clear if he's going to walk outside.
How many minutes? Sam!
Still three.
Sam.
Now it says 1 minute.
That's
it. You're right. Sick. Hi, thank you. Yes, for Sam.
Look, we don't need this steal.
No, we don't need this
we
steal.
We don't need it at
we
all.
We need them to not get it.
The flop will reset in the morning, so if they can't get it in the next hour, then it's gone. It has to be the exact spot.
Yeah.
But I did see on Google a no trespassing sign. Just got it. Oh, there's no fence or something. It's not on the street view. If there was a fence, we could be screwed.
Our entire strategy is based around this ticket not getting stolen.
Yeah, if they steal the 1,000-mile flight west...
We are in... I would call it massive trouble.
That is... what I feared.
Oh. Oh my God, where the fuck are we?
The finale is up right now on Nebula. 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 The finale is up right now on Nebula.
The finale is up right now on Nebula. The finale is up right now on Nebula. The finale is up right now on Nebula.
And Nebula is 40% off if you use our link, nebula.tv/jetlag. Thanks in advance for your support. Goodbye.